Now, imagine this. Imagine having a love of books and reading, and then as you grow older, losing your eyesight and not being able to read ever again. What if you were born unable to read or unable to read English? Brisbane's Radio for the Print Handicapped has been quietly beavering away since the 1980s, turning the printed word into sound. And now 4RPH is looking for your help. Scott Black is the station manager at 4RPH. Morning, Scott.
Good morning, Spencer. How are you?
Very well, thank you. We extend our love from these two radio stations, from Brisbane Youth Radio and Phoenix Radio, to you guys at 4RPH.
And right back at you. Brisbane's got Queensland's got one of the best community radio communities in the world, and I'm proud to be part of it.
In 2018, just give us a sense of some of the programs that 4RPH provides for people who can't access the written word.
Sure. So our main broadcast is from 6 in the morning. We read the morning paper. So we read the Courier Mail, the Australian, and read the features that people need to know, any of the information that they need to. We also cover a slew of magazines, everything from Time to History Magazine to Take Five, and even recently something you'll be interested in, the Doctor Who magazine, so that people all over get the information that they need to go with our core mission statement, which is empowerment through information. So we try not to miss anything.
We never did Doctor Who magazine when I was at 4RPH all those years ago. You're, of course, you've recently started as the manager there, maybe 9 months ago, I'm thinking, something like that, is it?
Yeah, that's about right. So it was, I believe I really just kind of took over at the June of last year. So it was probably a little bit of May as well. But in June took over and has just hit the ground running ever since. We've made some major infrastructure changes, policy changes, trying to reflect a more modern era of what those dealing with a print disability have to deal with. So we're out talking to the community, going out and visiting people and getting their lay of the land so that we can serve the community better.
Well, tell us a bit about that, because when 4RPH started, it was literally, it's easy to get your head around it. It was reading newspapers on the radio, newspapers mm-hmm. and other printed material on the radio. But these days, screen readers, technology make it easy for blind and vision impaired listeners to access the printed word in other ways. So what has that meant for you at 4RPH? There must still be some gaps in what the technology can't provide that means you still have to exist.
Yeah, well, I mean, some of the screen reader software, for instance, can't read PDFs that well. So a lot of magazines that do an online distribution of their platform still have a form that's not exactly accessible to screen readers. And then you have some of the older generation who maybe not using screen readers, or people who are not that tech savvy. So there's still a service there, but we definitely have had to adjust. So we tend to go for a lot more focused on real meat and potato information. So finances, health and well-being, anything that deals with living with disabilities and things like that, as well as some fun little niche things that don't get a lot of coverage. But it's all about giving access to pathways of information so that people can be more informed, more part of the community, as well as, we offer educational and employment pathways for those with vision disabilities. For instance, our entire production team is completely blind. We have many low-visioned operators who actually come in and run our live studio during the day. So, it's something that we take great pride in and enjoy doing.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Kurt Fearnley, post-race last night at the Games, made a comment about how successful the integration of the para-athletics and all the para-sports has been with the Commonwealth Games. And he said, now while we're having that conversation, let's talk about employing people with disability as well.
Absolutely.
And you're already doing that, as you say.
Yeah, it's been something that the company has done for a long time, and it's something that I definitely feel is a cornerstone of what we do. Honestly, our technical producers, they produce a lot quicker than I ever could. Watching them work is an amazing thing, and any new bit of technology we bring in, they're on top of it. And, you know, it does make some interesting operational and organizational choices, and you have to be very considerate when you're looking at new technologies and new equipment and new furnitures and things like that. But it's such a rewarding thing and such a fun community that we have here that we're also looking for people to come in and join us as members and volunteers.
Scott Black on the phone. He's the manager of radio for the Print Handicapped in Brisbane. Scott, you have a radiothon coming up. It must be at least a decade since you guys have rattled the tin, I'm thinking.
It has. It's something that I wanted to do more. You know, yes, raising funds is always a very important thing, and the two things that we're raising funds for in this radiothon are very important. One is a brand new computer for the technical producers, and the other is a new app that we're developing. Again, talking about interacting with the more technological savvy generations. So it's an accessible reader that we are building that will help us bring more information online that isn't currently accessible to a more accessible format, as well as streaming all of our broadcasts and podcasts and things like that. So it's an all-encompassing. So yes, it has been about 10 years from the records that I've read that they haven't had one. So we've decided to go big or go home. So we're running it over a full week. So 7 days in total. So from the 1st to the 8th of May. So it's BMA 8 for RPH. So fun with words.
It's good. I just thought they hadn't invited me back. So I'm pleased to hear there hasn't been one for 10 years, because it means it wasn't something I did or said.
Now, it wasn't just you.
Now, people can get involved, of course, by donating and pledging, all those sort of things, and they can do it during that week, May 1 to 8. But you can do it at any time, really, can't you? Get on the website and become a member, or put your hand up to volunteer, that sort of thing.
Absolutely, and we are partnered up with organizations like Volunteer Queensland and the Chamber of Commerce to make ourselves more accessible to everyone, so that they can, if they want to be a member and, you know, have voting rights and help us with policy building and structure, then we absolutely invite them to come in. We're always looking for people who are keen and maybe even want to join our board. As far as volunteers, we run on volunteers. You know, our shifts are completely done by volunteers, and we love our volunteers. A lot of the volunteers we have here have been here for, you know, 10 plus years and love being here. And especially now the vibe of the place is just brand new, and everyone's excited and coming up with new programs and new things that we can do on air. And it's just a whole new era for 4RPH, and it would be a lot of fun to have more people come in.
All right. Well, good luck from all of us here at Phoenix Radio and Brisbane Youth Radio. Hope you get to your goal with the radiothon so you can buy that new production computer and get going with the mobile app. Scott Black, thanks for being on the program this morning.
Thank you very much, Andrew.
Scott Black, the general manager of 4RPH, and in case you're thinking, hang on a second, I know that voice. Isn't he the same Scott Black that used to make me lol on the Late Night Show on 31 Digital? Yes, it is. Same guy. How about that? 10 to 11, good morning.